but rather the case is the Mesiach Lefei Tumai. We're talking about the Stam Mesiach Lefei Tumai. Stam, they're talking, selling over a story. When selling over a story, for that you believed. Ki ho, the Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Like Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel said, Maisa biyod mech, that happened a story once with a person. Show you Mesiach Lefei Tumai. He was Stam talking over, telling over a story. For Yomer, and he said like this about himself, that Zechurni, I remember, Kishani Tinik, when I was a young child, and I was like on the shoulders of my father. They took me out of my cheder, out of the yeshiva. They took off my clothing. And they put me into the mikvah. Because like Rashi says, most kids play with shrotzim. So most probably he tossed the shirts that day, that is tummy. So they put him into the mikvah in order that he could eat truma at night time, l'erev, when it comes to Erev Shemesh. And we had a look, if somebody comes Tomei, in order to be able to eat truma, you have to go to the mikvah first, and he still has to wear Erev Shemesh. For Rabbi Chiya Messiah, but Rabbi Chiya ended off that the story was like this. He said, V'chaderi bedilim imeni, and my other friends had to stay away from me. For Yekarin Oisi, Yerchanan Oichol Chalois, that my nickname then was Yechanan, a person that could eat challah. In other words, I was a Kohen. He's saying he still is a Kohen. But you should know I was a kosher Kohen. So this is the story he told over to his friend. And because of this, Rabbi Lukun Apiv. Rabbi believed him, because that's the law of Mesiach Lefei Tumai, a person is believed. Rabbi believed him to say that he's a kosher Kohen. See, also when the Bechiah believed one brother from the other brother, it was only because of Mesiach Lefei Tumai. Tanya, we learn like this. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Reiner, Kishem She Truma Chazak Lakuna. The same way, if you see somebody eating truma, that's a right to say that he's a kosher kohen. Is Kach Maiserishin Chazak Lakuna. The same way, if you see somebody eating Maiserishin, that's also proof that he's a kosher kohen. Vaitov Yachel the Bezdin Ain a Chazaka. If Bezdin gives out a chalukah, gives you truma, that's not a chazaka to say that you're a kohen. The Gemara soon asked the Kash, like, why not? If Bezdin gives you truma, that's the biggest proof that you are a kohen. So we'll see later. Pakoponim, it says that Maaser Rishon is a raya, proof that you're a kohen. For the Gemara, Maaser Rishon the Levi who? What kind of proof is this? Maaser Rishon faket, we give to a Levi. So Gemara says, Kreb Loza ben Azariah. It goes like Kreb Loza ben Azariah, this braisa. The Tanya will learn like this. Truma la kohen, Maaser Rishon the Levi. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that true, everybody holds truma goes to a kohen only, not to a Levi. But he holds Maaser Rishon goes bedafka to a Levi. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. We have Loza ben Azariah right there. Maaser Rishon af le kohen. No, Maaser Rishon could even go to a kohen. Lav dafka to a Levi, even to a kohen. For the Umar, but still it's a kasha. But aim of the Umar, Reb Loza ben Azariah af le kohen. When did Reb Loza ben Azariah say he just said also to a kohen? But le kohen v'lo le Levi miyomar? Did he say only a kohen and not a Levi? In other words, how could you say now that if we see somebody eating Maaser Rishon, it's a proof that he's a kohen? Maybe he's only a Levi? True, both could eat it, a Levi and a kohen. But maybe he's only a Levi, not a kohen. And the Gemara in, it still is true, it's good. According to Reb Loza ben Azariah, Ezra made up a knas that up until now both could eat Maaser Rishon. His knas was no, only kohenim and not Leviim. So kids, after the knas of Ezra, if you see somebody eating Maaser Rishon, that's a proof that he's a kosher kohen and not only a Levi. To the Gemara, but since there's no real Isser for Levi to eat Maaser Rishon, it's only after Knas. So therefore, let's be afraid, maybe somebody made a mistake, or somebody gave it to him the Mezid. Like it's only a Knas, let's be afraid, maybe somebody gave him Maaser Rishon to eat. And maybe really is only a Levi, and it happened that somebody gave him Maaser Rishon. So Mercer then Echonami. The case that we're talking about is like this. Yes, Mercer's Omer of Chizus, or Chizus is like this. Hokav Amayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? To go in the Muchsak Lon, the Yavua, the Haid, the Kain. What we're talking about over here is that we know that the father here is a Kain. The Muchsak Lon, the Yavua, the Haid, Kain, who? The Nofakole, Koylo, the Ben Yerusha, Ben Chalutza. We know for sure the father was a Kain, so maybe we know for sure the son is also a Kain. The only question is that it came out the Kail that the son is a Ben Yerusha, Ben Chalutza, which means that the mother was a Gerusha. So therefore, if the Kohen married the Gerusha, the kid now is a Cholol. So the case was, so we don't know if the kid's a Cholol or not. That's our suffix here. V'cholkulei l'didei ma'iser b'beis agronis. Now the case is now, we saw somebody giving him ma'iser down by the fields. So the case is like this. Levi, the lab Levi who? we know for sure he's not a Levi, because the father is not a Levi, the father is a Kohen. What's the whole suffix? That Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutzahu. That what the whole suffix is, that maybe the kid is a Cholol, because the mother was a Gerusha, and therefore the kid is a Posel a Kohen, he can't eat Maiserishin. So it's like this. Loi mi boi l'man diyomar. Maiserishin osa lezarim, d'loi hevi yoivelei. Over here, this should be a proof to say for sure the kid is not a Cholol. Because according to the man diyom that holds Maiserishin, a Zara is not allowed to eat it. If you hold the Zara is not allowed to eat Maiserishin, so then a Kohen that's a Cholol has a locha like a Zara, is also not allowed to eat Maiserishin. So here, since we saw that they gave the Maiserishin to eat, that's a proof to say that he's not a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, that he's a kosher, a Kohen, he is not a Cholol. But the Chiddush is, Ela afilu l'man diyoma, Maiserishin mutal azarim, even according to man diyoma, that Maiserishin azar is allowed to eat Maiserishin, you're allowed to give it to a regular Zara, I'll say it has no kedusha. Hani mili lemispak lu. That means only he's allowed to eat from it. You're allowed to give him, let him eat from it. Avo b'teres chaluka lo yoyvele. For we are not allowed to give it to him a teres chaluka. You're not allowed to give him a teres chaluka to say that he could eat it. Because chaluka means that you go down to the fields, and by the fields the farmers give you a teres maiserishin. The chaluka is only done to a levi, to a real kohen, a kosher kohen, and not to a ben gerusha ben chalutza. That's why here it's a proof to say that he's not a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalitza. And the Gemara says, the end of the Brisa before said was, that the HaChoylek Bebezim Neina Chazaka. If Bezim themselves gives out the Truma, that's not a proof to say that he's a Kohen. For the Gemara, how could that be? I Bebezim Lehevi Chazaka, Hechi Yevi Chazaka. If in Bezim it's not called a good Chazaka from the fact that Bezim gives out the Truma, then where then will it be called a good Chazaka? Like Bezim Lechura knows the most. So how could it be that if Bezdin gives out the Truma, he's not called a Kohen? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, this is what I meant to say, that HaChom the Truma, B'nichsa Yoviv, in the case, let's say, where the father died, and it's a Shalom now of a Yerusha, there are five sons there. So, Im Ochir BeBezdin, if they go to Bezdin, and all five sons come together to make a Chalukah, Sa'ina Chazaka, in such a case, let's say there's 100 bushels of Truma left over. So Bezdin says, listen, there are five sons here. Each one gets 20 bushels. So this case, if we have a Kohel, that one son was born from the mother that was a Gerusha, so we don't know if he's a Kosher or Kohen or not. So here, from the fact that Bezdin gives him a Yerusha, is no proof to say that he's a Kosher or Kohen, like we'll soon explain. So Mora says, pshit, of course. So why should it be a right? He's a Kosher Kohen. Bezdin is not giving him new Truma. Bezdin is only taking the Yerusha that the father had and giving it to the son. That's Pteros Yerusha. So there's no proof here that he's a Kohen. So Mora says, yes, now the time I would have thought. Midahanech liyachilo is hainami liyachilo, since by the other brothers were given the other brothers the right to eat it. Now the other four brothers, there was no suffix. They are not the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Their mother for sure was a Kosher. So therefore, the first four brothers are allowed to eat the truma they're getting. So I would have thought to say that this fifth brother, when Bezdin gives them all the truma, all of them is allowed to eat the truma. So Saraya Bezdin, like you said, that he's a kosher kohen. Kamash mula no, tarhanach liachila, hai lizvuni. It could be the first four sons that are father kosher, Bezdin gives them truma, they're allowed to eat it. But the fifth son, that he's not, maybe Taki is a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, maybe he's a Cholol, he's not allowed to eat the Truma. So for him, it's only Lizvuni. Bezdin said, listen, you're a son, you have a right to Yashin your father, but the Yerusha that you get from your father, it's a Mamnes Nikalocha, you own it. What do you have to do with it now? You have to sell it, but you're not allowed to eat it because you maybe are a Cholol, maybe you're a Cholol, and the Cholol is also a Tichuma. So that's what it means to say, Acholik to Bezdin, if Bezdin gives you Truma, the Torah of Yerusha, is Eina Chazaka, that's not a proof to say that you're a Kosher Kohen. But then the Mishnah says, Reb Yudu Reime, Ein Mal Nukuna Pi Edechot. Reb Yudu Shita is, if you only have one Edechot to say somebody's a Kohen, that's not enough. For the Gemara, Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, Heinu Reb Leza. The Chur, both of them are both saying the same thing. Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel says, we believe in Edechot. And Huadin Reb Leza says, we believe in Eidechot. So what's the chilek? In other words, like Rashi says, the Mishnah Reb Leza says that if there's Eirim, if people are arguing, then we don't believe in Eidechot. But when nobody's arguing to say the person is not a Kohen, then we believe in Eidechot. So Rashi says Reb Shimon and Gamliel won't argue on that. He also agrees that if you have two Eidim saying that he's a Posel person, you don't believe in Eidechot. So they're both talking about when nobody is arguing, you believe in Eidechot. So they're both saying the same thing.
So Mara says, maybe you want to tell me, the nafkamina is, let's say one aid comes and tells us that he's a ben Yerusha ben Chalutza, he's a pasla kain. And then another aid says that he's kosher, do you believe the second aid or not? The Reb Lezer, Sava maybe, Iruchad, is also called an Iru. That's what Reb Lezer holds. Therefore, when one aid says that he's pasla, we do not believe another aid that says that he's kosher. Because like Chad against Chad, we don't believe him. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Sava, no, I'll tell you, Iru Trey, that one means nothing. To make a complaint about Kuna, you have to have a dafka to aid him. Therefore, when one says that he's no good, that means nothing. Therefore, we believe in Eidecha to say that he's kosher. For the Gemara, no, that can't be. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said that Divri Akul, everybody agrees, a Nira Porkos Mishnayim. When you want to make a psul, a Nira upon somebody, you have to have two Eidim to make Nira. One Eidecha is not enough. For Din of Yuchsen, by faith, Eidecha is not Neman. So, yeah, for sure, Nira means two. So if you have two people saying that it's possible, nobody would hold that one aid is kosher. So Elamah, if you say one aid is kosher, it has to be b'mokim, there's no error. So if there's no error, no complaints, the Chura of Shimon Gamliel and Reb Lezer are both saying the same thing in the Mishnah. What's the machlokes between both of them? So Gemara answers, Elohocha b'mayaskim here, what we're talking about is the Muchsad lon b'yavu, the high dekainu. We had a chazaka, we knew the father of this person was a kain. Salpi Parshas, the kid is also a kosher kain. What happened was, it came out of Kerla rumor that people started to spread to talk about this person. You should know he's a ben Gerusha ben Chalutza. He's a cholul. He's not allowed to eat trum. He can't do the avodah. And therefore, Bezdin took him off his position until we check out the dova to see if it's true or not. A Kerla rumor makes it that we have a doubt, we have a suffering, and therefore we'll stop. We won't let him do the avodah. He can't eat trum until we check it out. What happened then was, one Eidechot came and told us, I know for sure he's a kosher kain. So since there was only a curl that made it possible, an Eidechot is Neman.